This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. I hear people say they feel chained to their office, spending hours stuck in traffic, then staying late or going in on weekends to keep up, leaving little time for anything else. If this sounds like your life, I urge you, and have urged you before, to use GoToMyPC. You can access your office computer from any computer, whether it's a Mac or a PC. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your office Mac or PC desktop instantly appears. Work on any file, check email, access network resources. Brought to you by Citrix. GoToMyPC lets you take your office with you wherever you go. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I've got a special 45-day free trial just for my listeners. It's only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Colin. Get your life back. GoToMyPC.com.
It's 11 o'clock.
It's time to play that real kick-ass open.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with sports director Doug Duda.
Doug Duda with a sports update on ESPN.
Pick and roll, and Olmstead is wide open from Romy. And he's got him locked up, and he gets the pin. Michael Klingensmith gets passed, knocked away by Ritschka. Jesse goes in for the layup, and it's up and in. And Ravenna's going to win state.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
It is now a new trophy. We have a new champion. A new champion is crowned.
Be big. I'll be big anyway. I don't know how much of a help I'll be.
This is so Apollo Creed and Rocky in the middle of the ring.
And now it's time for the best sports show in Central Nebraska.
I wouldn't go that far, Mayor.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show.
Together again on this 21st day of July. Give me an ace and a jack, and you got 21. And here we are, Doug Duda, along with Big Daddy Tony Davis, our producer-engineer Merritt Lawson. Coming up on the show today, Cox Classic. We're giving away tickets. John Peterson made the cut last year. He is the pro at Miracle Hills, former pro at the Kearney Country Club, and he is, again, in this year's field. And let's face it, if you're a Monday qualifier or if you have Nebraska on your name and you made the cut, in fact, John may have been the first one. One of two, maybe, that has made the cut at the Cox Classic in its 14-year history. So we'll talk with him in just a moment. Plus, we're going to be drawn out for some ticket winners for the Cox Classic July 29th through the 1st of August. We're going to catch up with the Royals. Didn't go so well last night, but they were playing well headed into the All-Star break. Starting pitcher Bruce Chinn, who has been all around the majors, is going to join us. And our 12 teams in 12 days previews the Oklahoma Sooners. My pick to win the South. We'll see if it happens, and we'll be joined by Mike Jones from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, longtime Big 12 football beat writer, and he'll talk Oklahoma with us. That's all coming up on the show today. But, Daddy, you know, Colin Cowherd, sometimes I'm glad that he's got a point right before our show. You weren't listening. You were in the other room doing stuff. He had LeBron James going to Cleveland, and Stephen the Hall took every other team, and they bet $100. Well, Colin paid up today, which reminds me, it'd be a good day for you to clear your tab and pay off that last lunch that you owe me today. So I'm looking forward to that. It's a day to clear the tab. It's a day to clear the tab, and I want to thank Colin for reminding me, because after I got the phone switched over, I forgot. You know, I had it in there. Daddy owes me one or two, and I don't remember what it is, so let's just make it one, and we'll just get it over with.
It's been taken care of long ago.
Daddy, when you owe me like lunches for a week, and then I say nah, just for a day, you should take advantage of that.
You know what? I paid you off the lunch, and I still cannot believe that they shave a plate. They take a mower out and have a drop. This goes back to when Phil Mickelson hit it into the bleachers. He hits the ball into the bleachers at the U.S. Open, and Doug says, "Oh, he'll get up and down." I go, "There's supposed to be a penalty. He hit it in the damn bleachers." What's he do? He takes it out. They take a push mower, a push lawnmower.
Well, and the guy used to work the snow at Miami.
Well, they mow.
Or at New England, excuse me.
They mow this little area. Then they draw some chalk around it, call it a drop area. Well, I'm going to tee 140 out of 140 of those pros would have got up and down from that spot. I cannot believe everybody wasn't blasting it up in the stands.
And you know what the beauty is?
That's why I lost the lunch.
That's not even the lunch I was referring to. So now you owe me two, but I'm still going to call it one. And there should be drop areas, and you should never want to be in them. And We are ready to talk a little Cox Classic with a man that hopes he doesn't have to be in that drop area at all next week. John Peterson back with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. JP, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
I've been in the drop zone a few times.
Yes. You and me both.
Well, John, we want to talk a little Cox Classic with you. We want to talk a little golf with you because we're always fired up. And I think most of the folks out there, this is probably getting ready to wind down the peak season. A lot of tournaments have been going on for the guys around here. And, of course, there's still the courses are in very good shape because a lot of sand falling out of the pockets of some of the guys that we hang out with. But there's no need to talk like that when you're in Omaha. First, tell us what's going on with you at Miracle Hills, and then we'll get into the Cox Classic a little bit.
Just teaching here at Miracle Hill in my fourth year, and business is great. I got a great young clientele that is doing very successful, so I'm having a blast with the job. And then actually, I'm falling in love with my job much more than playing. I know that.
John, you got a kid or two that you could call out by name. It's going to really be something. We're going to hear his name the next 4 or 5 years.
I got about 2 or 3 kids going to Division I, but I got a couple of. Yeah, Kevin Stanek, he's going to Creighton. He'll be transferring. And then I got some freshmen that are going to be sophomores who did very well. I had 3 kids finish tied for 4th in the Class A last year. Drew Taylor will be a senior at Millard North. And I got a freshman at Bellevue East that will be a sophomore. Greg Stanek just shot a 72 in an AJGA event out in Illinois yesterday, so he's tied for 10th there. And I got the other young man who's going to be a sophomore at Creighton Prep, who I think is just going to be excellent. His name's Carson Shockey. He had, I think, 7 top 7 finishes as a freshman last year. So I got some good talent, and it's a lot of fun to go out and watch those kids play and be acquaintances with their parents as well. So things have been good.
John Peterson, the head pro at Miracle Hill, is going to be playing in the Cox Classic. John, what age do you see kids starting to pick the game up, or maybe where they can get to a point where they can go to a pro and have enough attention span to pick some things up? What age do you see that being this time, this point in where everybody is fired up to get their kids out there as early as possible?
I think in their early teens. Obviously it depends on their size as well. The littler guys some might be a little heavier for, but I think in the early teens. I got a couple good 11, 12-year-olds, but it's tough to tell how much they're going to grow, so you can kind of see them develop, and then when they get to high school and you start seeing them play a little more competitive golf, that's when you can kind of draw the line which ones are going to go forward and which ones are going to kind of maybe choose another sport.
Okay, John, let's get away from your work and your kids, your game. You get some time to practice now. How's your game, and what part of your game suits the Cox Classic the best?
My game is average at best. And I don't know if there is anything in my game that suits the guy.
John was telling me when we were down for Media Day here just last week.
That Media Day, I didn't see Daddy down there. Did they have like a weight limit on the golf cart carrier or something like that? I don't know what's up with that.
On the greens, they did.
Okay.
It was very dewy. You could have rolled down the fairway and dried them out. You said you had some work to do on your game, John. It's not where it was last year. Is that kind of what you're telling us?
Oh, no, I think it's just right where it was last year. It just, I don't play much. I play usually on Mondays only, and I played a few times in the last couple weeks. But just a little more practice, a little more play, and being able to focus, and that's what it's all about. I think I can play a little bit, but maintaining the focus anywhere near the level of those guys, and that's what it's all about, just trying to keep the nerves aside and play golf.
John, is it tougher on a course where you know you've got to go low if you're going to be around?
Well, it's funny you ask that. I'm not so sure you got to go really low. Obviously, making the cut last year was a big deal, and 5 under, and that's a good thing. I can shoot 5 under over there for a couple rounds, so I do know the course well enough, but it's not as short as everybody thinks. I think we counted it up the other day, 2 of the other local guys who qualified. We're going to hit 8 or 9 long irons into those greens. There's 8 or 9 holes that you're going to have sand wedge, or get on and, putt for eagle, but there's so many holes that's going to be long irons, and it's so wet here. We got another inch of rain this morning, and I played over there the other day, and it is playing it's playing pretty long right now, and Doug played over there the other day, and we played the FTs, and the golf course isn't in great shape just because of all the rain we have, so I'm sure the superintendent over there would like to firm it up a little bit and get the greens much faster than what they are now. So these guys, you think they shoot 20 under when it's dry, if it's wet, these guys will really go low.
Yeah, lift, clean, place, if it gets into that kind of place. And John Peterson is joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show, former Kearney Country Club pro, now at Miracle Hills, qualified for the Cox Classic. John, it seems like most of the guys, and we touched on this at the top of the show, that have Nebraska ties or live in the state of Nebraska, it seems like the goal is to make the cut. When you made the cut last year, you played better on Thursday and Friday score-wise than Saturday and Sunday. What was the difference? What was it like playing on the weekend, and mentally what changed for you when you headed into Saturday and Sunday?
Actually, I played very well on Saturday, too. I bogeyed the last hole to shoot one under, but I struck it as well as I've struck it in a long time the first 3 days. I didn't putt as good as I normally do, so I was a little disappointed in that. But, you know, we got on the range on Sunday, and I won't forget this. You know, my caddy and I, he works out here, and we're hitting balls, and I said, boy, the club just feels a whole lot different in my hands today. I don't think there's any issue on being tired or anything like that. And in fact, this year I've been running every morning for about a mile and a half just to get ready to handle the walk. It's not an easy walk out there, and you know, things like that bother you, bother me anyway, my feet getting blisters and stuff like that. And you know, it's just preparing yourself better. And we don't play in many events where we have to walk. So we're cart riders, just like the two of you guys are for the most part.
What about some of the guys you get to play with, too? Because you're not going to be playing with the top money winners, because that's the way they draw tournaments out, PGA, Nationwide, whatever it is. What about the guys that you play with? I know you don't know this year, but they're kind of all in about the same boat as you, aren't they?
Well, yes and no. Last year I played with a Monday qualifier named Mike Lavery, and he's played on several events this year on the Nationwide. He can flat-out play, and then I played with a local guy last year. So it's different. It's not like our section events. When we tee it off, we got to learn how to focus a little better, and we just go out and play the golf course. I think our section events, I think the top players think they're going to do well all the time. We're here. Somehow we got to stay one shot at a time, and that's something we all have to work on. We're not all that good. We teach it. We can teach it to the level we can play at. And so hopefully things will go just like last year and play good for 3 days, and hopefully we'll play good on the last day.
John, is it looser like that? I mean, can you have a conversation, or is it all focused on golf once you're on that course?
I think it differs. I think it goes both ways. Sometimes you get it going low. You just don't want to talk to anybody. And if you know, you want to talk to somebody and they're talkative, that's a great deal, too. About a month ago, I played in the National PNC over at French Lick, Indiana, for the 312 Club Pros. And interesting, the two guys I played with, you'd make a birdie, you'd go to the next tee box, and they'd give you knuckles. You know, guys are really rooting for you. And that's kind of the draw you hope to get. So everybody's kind of rooting for everyone else.
That's kind of the way we play around here. It's just that there's not a lot of birdies. JP, hey, I want you to do something for us here. We're giving away tickets to the Cox Classic to come out and watch you and whoever else that the gang wants to watch around. I got a list here with 12 qualifiers on it. Give me a number between 1 and 12, and they're going to win some tickets. We got a lot more to give away, but I want you to pick one of our first winners.
Four.
Chris from Lawrence has won the tickets today. So Chris out of Lawrence, Nebraska, is going to be headed to the Cox Classic. Congratulations, Chris. And JP, always great to see you. Looking forward to see you and watch you play a little golf down there at the Cox Classic. And if Daddy runs around with his shirt off, I don't know what we can do about that. Security might be needed.
Yeah, we don't want to see that.
I'll see you at the 19th.
Great. Thanks for having me on, boys.
Hey, JP, see you later. See you next week. John Peterson, always great to watch him and see what's going on. And it's great to see anybody that you know him. It's easier to root for him. Of course, Brandon Crick's going to be there among the others. And the full field comes out officially Friday, then the Monday qualifiers going on as well. So coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, Bruce Chinn, Kansas City Royals pitcher, I think is right around the corner here. We're going to chat with him. We're also going to preview the University of Oklahoma, 12 teams in 12 days. And again, we'll give away more tickets to the Cox Classic. We're not done qualifying you yet. Cox Classic on the Nationwide Tour at Beautiful Champions Run in Omaha is July 29th through August the 1st. And don't forget, we will be there Thursday and Friday right after we get back from Dallas and Big 12 Football Media Days, which runs Monday through Wednesday. Keeping busy on the road, Daddy. We got a lot going on, and we don't want to forget about our favorite team, the Boys in Blue, who haven't quite got it going like they did before the All-Star break, but they're trying to split their series in 1-10 this afternoon. They finish it off with Toronto.
Hey, why not talk to a pitcher that was as hot as anybody on this team the first half of the season? 5-3 record, 3.81 ERA. Bruce Chen joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bruce, thanks so much for the time and good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing great. Looking forward to hearing the baseball game this afternoon and taking this series from Toronto and then heading you off to the nasty Yankee Stadium. We were looking, Bruce, you've been all over Major League Baseball. Do you wake up some mornings and go, I'm not sure if I'm playing a home game or a road game?
Yeah, no, I mean, I've been with like 10 different teams, and yeah, sometimes it gets crazy, but like, you know, it's always good because, you know, every city that I go, it seems like I play there and I know where everything is.
Bruce, you've got good owners, you got bad owners. Where do the owners in Kansas City rank from the 10 teams you played?
Well, I mean, I really don't really have a lot of contact with owners. You know, like usually like the owners that are, you know, they stay back and then let like general managers and you know the managers and everything run the ball club are the best. And you know they, you know, so far here in Kansas City, you know, I think ownership has been very good. We have everything that we need. The organization is a first class. I think you know they're in the right direction. I think Dayton has done a terrific job. I think you know the coaches that we have around here, not only in the big leagues but in the minor leagues, are great. I think this organization is going to be good for a long time. So, I mean, I've only been here for like for a year. I mean, I was last year and then this year. But from what I've seen, you know, there's some good owners, and you know, they're willing to, you know, to spend the money in developing players and making sure that we have everything that we need so we can be competitive.
Kansas City Royals starting pitcher Bruce Chen is joining us here on ESPN's Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready to wrap things up with Toronto's Zach Greinke, scheduled to get the start this afternoon. Bruce, what have you learned from him? What has he learned from you? Had such a great season last year. His wins and losses aren't so good this year, but he's still pitching pretty effectively. Talk a little bit about what you're expecting from him today and how he's handling this season after winning the Cy Young.
Well, Zach is a very good pitcher, and, you know, everyone expected him to, you know, have, like, a monster season like he had last year, but he has been pitching great. Sometimes you can't control wins and losses. You know, I know that, like, in the beginning, you know, we were not there for him in the bullpen. You know, we blew some games for him, and he should have had, like, a much better record. You know, he's, you know, obviously trying to, you know, do his best, and, you know, he's a competitor. You know, I think the only guy that I can compare him with is like John Smoltz. He's, you know, both of them, you know, they're winning everything they do. If they play basketball, they'll beat you. They play ping pong. Whatever they do, they win. And that's the type of guy that Zach is. You know, he tries to win every time. So, you know, I think today, you know, we're in a very good position. You know, we are tied in the series. We have our ace. You know, Zach has been, you know, very good. And I'm expecting a very good game, but I think we're going to win today because, you know, Zach is in the zone and he's going to be out there trying to win some games. So, you know, he's a very good pitcher.
Bruce, you kind of thrust into a starting role with the Kansas City Royals due to injuries this year. You've been more of a setup guy, really had some good success this year in that starting role. What's been the difference? Is it more of a mental adjustment you had to make?
Well, I did a few things. You know, one, you know, I dropped my arm angle so I can keep the ball down a little bit better. Second of all, you know, in 2008 I had surgery, and in 2009 I wasn't really quite ready. I mean, my arm wasn't hurting or anything, but it wasn't as strong. And, you know, as it is this year, I mean, this year I feel phenomenal. I feel like my arm is adjusting real good. I feel it's very strong, and I feel like my velocity is back. And, you know, I have the bite on my curveball. I had the, you know, the movement on my sinker and my cutter. So I think 1 year after the surgery was, you know, my arm was getting strong. And now this year is really, really feeling really good and feeling very strong. So I think like my arm angle and the fact that my arm feels much better and stronger is a huge difference for me.
Bruce Chen of the Kansas City Royals joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Toronto wraps up a six-game homestand. Bruce, it appeared that the Royals were playing some of their best baseball right before that White Sox series, which took you into the All-Star break. What was clicking on a daily basis, especially from the pitching rotation?
Well, you know, everything was clicking. You know, we were playing really good defense. We were playing, you know, that the bullpen was really solid. I mean, we knew that if, as a starter, if you were, you know, you gave the lead to the bullpen in the 6th, 7th, 8th inning, you were going to win. So, you know, everything was clicking, and then we ran with into the Chicago White Sox, and they were hot. And, you know, we played, we tried to compete with them, and they were hot, and they beat us, you know. There's nothing else we got done. Then we had the break, and I just saw, you know, it seemed like we were not clicking. But, you know, we have been talking. We know that we can play much better. You know, we came back the first game of the series against Toronto, and, you know, we won. And, you know, we came from behind. We, you know, had a walk-off win. And, you know, today we had Zach. And, you know, we win today, then we'll win the series from there, and then hopefully we can take that over and keep beating everybody else. We have the Yankees, and then we have other teams. So today's a very big day for us.
Bruce Chen of the Kansas City Royals joined us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bruce, do you ever make it back to Panama and do any marlin fishing?
I always go to Panama. I go twice a year to Panama, but I don't go fishing over there. Usually I just try to spend some time with my family, my brother, my sister, my mom, my dad. And if I go fishing, it takes like 4 or 5 hours, and you know, I don't have that much time to do that, because whenever I go to Panama, I just try to spend some time with my family. So, but you know, that's something I would like to do. I've seen that on the TVs and like on ESPN that they go to Panama and go like fishing for marlins and stuff like that. But right now, I feel like I don't have that much time because I want to spend some time with my family.
Hey Bruce, we've got an email here for you. It says, great interview, guys. Tell him to bean A-Rod in New York. We don't like the Yankees, but Derek and Carney says he doesn't like him either. What's it like playing at Yankee Stadium?
Well, you know, I've never pitched in a new Yankee Stadium. But I pitch in the old Yankee Stadium,
sure.
And it's great. You know, it feels like every game you're out there, and you know, everyone hates you because you're the opposing team. You know, the Yankee fans, they're one of the most loyal fans. You know, they'll say anything and they try to get you riled up. But you know, it's part of the game. And you know, they have a very good team. The fans don't help either. And but when you're out there, you know that you have to bring your A game, and you know that they are a tough team, and the fans are going to be involved in the game. The first thing you have to do is just go out there and do your best so you can take the fans out of the game. And then after that, you know, just go out there and try to, you know, beat them one-on-one. You know, don't be afraid of, you know, Alex Rodriguez or anything. Just pitch your game, throw your pitches, and make sure you go make good pitches just like anybody else. And, you know, if you do that, you'll be fine.
Bruce, who keeps the locker room and the clubhouse loose for you?
What was that?
Who's the loosest guy in that clubhouse that keeps things fun?
Well, I mean, we have a bunch of guys. You know, I think, like, LaRue, he's one of the funniest guys, you know, in the clubhouse. You know, I try to say my jokes from here and there, but, I mean, you know, it's like the good thing about this team is that we're a bunch of good guys, everyone. I mean, I can name you, like, De Jesus for me, it's like was a great guy, Mike Aviles and Mitch Meyer, and, you know, Gil Medge, you know, Joaquin Soria, you know, they're all a bunch of good guys. And, you know, Kendall is a terrific leader, and the fact that we all get along, you know, it's a lot easier. Now, the best thing to keep a clubhouse loose is to win, you know. So we were winning, the clubhouse felt really good. And, you know, if we can win this series and then keep it going for the rest of the season, you know, who knows? You know, it's going to be a fun place to be.
Last question. We'll let you get out of here. Bruce Chen of the Royals. LaRue got banged up last night. Do you know how he's doing?
Oh, he's doing well. I don't know if he's going to miss his next start. I don't know what's going to happen. You know, he got hit very hard in his arm and chest or ribs, something like that. But I know that it's not broken. But I don't know how severe it is. You know, we have a terrific group of trainers here, and they're trying. I mean, they were working on him from the time that he got hurt, and they stayed up late last night trying to help him, and then this morning they were already working on him. So, you know, I know that, you know, he got hit hard, but we also have a very good and talented group of trainers, and they're going to do their best so he won't miss his next start. And hopefully he'll be fine, because we need him. We need everyone to be healthy so we can keep winning ball games.
Bruce, we appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'd love to do it again in the future.
Oh, definitely. Thank you very much. And hi to all the Royals fans out there. We're going to win, and we're going to try to do our best so we can keep winning.
Kick the Yankees' ass, Bruce.
Oh, definitely. I'll start the first game.
We're going to be looking for it. We'll be watching you and listening to you tomorrow. Bruce, thanks for the time. Good luck.
All right, thank you.
Bruce Chen goes tomorrow at New York against the Yankees. Zach Greinke goes this afternoon against Toronto. Hear them all. Yankees Royals, and today Blue Jays Royals on ESPN Radio. Oh, see, I'm looking. Throw a little, hopefully a little karma, Bruce Chen way, and just stick it to the Yankees tomorrow. Four-game series. Four wins. That'd be great for Royals.
Doug, you know, we're playing so well. You're playing so well. You hit the White Sox. You got 12 out of your next 16 at home. So you lose 7 out of 8. Throw those other 3 in there. You've lost 10 out of 11.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those deals. That's the deals. The Royals, if they get away from the 2 or 3 of those they have during the year, they're in contention at least. You got something to cheer for.
What do you think about the theory that when they're not in contention in All-Star break, maybe mentally the focus wasn't there going out and coming in, because they went 0-3 going in and 0-4 coming out.
I don't know. I buy that going in. I think the White Sox are just playing unbelievable at that time. 25 out of 28 or 29.
Well, some of the only losses they had was when the Royals went to Chicago.
Yeah,
there you go.
It just makes you shake your head there. But you thought playing that well, you really would have carried that over, even after losing 3. Could have carried that over after the All-Star break, and they didn't do it.
Speaking of places to go for lunch today, try Godfather's. The Godfather was there, their big grand opening last weekend. We want to thank all the fine folks that joined us on Classic Hits 98.9 and stop by and enjoy the great pizza. Whether it's noon or night, whether you have it delivered or you're in or you pick it up, they're there for you in the Archway Plaza in Kearney. Open 11 to 10 Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 11 Friday and Saturday, and of course from 11 to 2 every day, 7 days a week. It's their lunch buffet, only $6.50, including the salad bar. Can't do any better than that. And you don't have to have a lunch buffet. You can order up your favorite pizza, pepperoni, meat lovers, taco, humble pie. Oh, it's all there for you. If you want delivery, 234-9444, 234-9444. Maybe you want a calzone. They'll whip that up for you as well. ESPN television seating over 140 in their new double dining room at Godfather's in Kearney. And it's fair time. Polish your skills up on the crane game so you can go out to the county fairs and kick butt.
There you go. It's a great opportunity to practice. You got to practice. You can't let the carnies come to town and take it all from you.
That's right. You go get some stuffed animals. Daddy, breaking news. Big 12 preseason media poll is out. Who is the favorite to play in the championship? We'll tell you next.
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with CharterWest National Bank. You have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons, we have your loans at CharterWest National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle. Charterwest National Bank.
Now's the time to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including track and field, cycling, golf, bowling, basketball, swimming, tennis, and many more. This year's games will be held August 12th through the 15th in Kearney. Don't wait to sign up. Go to NebraskaSeniorGames.com for registration forms. The 2010 Nebraska Senior Games, where competition never gets old. Get in the game at NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
When I step onto your farm,
I am Dynagro.
I am dedicated to serving you.
I am Dynagro.
I will offer only the best seed for your farm.
I am Dynagro.
I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am DynaGrow. Call DynaGrow at 1-800-652-9298. Grow with the best.
Doug and Daddy's big adventure continues next week. After Big 12 Media Days in Dallas, they fly direct to Omaha with extended live shows from 11 to 1 from the Cox Classic.
We've got two or three players coming in from the nationwide tour, kind of more national names. It's going to be an exciting event.
Thursday and Friday, the 29th and 30th. And listen to Doug and Daddy at 11 o'clock to find out how you might win clubhouse passes. Doug and Daddy, 11 o'clock weekdays on ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550.
Well, as you can see, about cloud cover and some breaks of sun at times today, along with a chance for showers and storms with highs of 83 as winds turn to the southeast. A chance for showers and storms tonight with a low at 71. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Before we talk with Mike Jones of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram to preview Oklahoma, 12 teams in 12 days, let's do our Wednesday Loper Link, brought to you by the College Store, 1420 West 24th Street. Open with your textbooks, supplies, and tons of Loper gear. Get ready for the 2010 fall semester at the College Store. And if you're not in Kearney yet, check them out online, thecollegestore.com. And by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney, let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons. They have the loans at CharterWest National Bank. RMAC Football Media Day is coming up on the 4th of August when all the teams make their decisions about what's going on. And, Daddy, no confirmation anywhere, but it would be more shocking if UNK doesn't leave the RMAC than the Huskers leaving the Big 12 Conference. It is happening. It just has not been made official yet. And I cannot say enough that unless – I'm sorry, I need some answers. We need some answers. The people need some answers. I have not heard – and you can come along with me here. I've not heard why this is a good move. I have not heard really one reason outside of a little bit of travel that this is a good move. They're saving so much money. Where are they saving the money?
You're asking, you know what? I want those same answers. We don't have those answers. We will continue to effort those answers in the upcoming weeks we lead up to football season.
I put my faith in the men and women that are making these decisions, that they're much more intelligent and informed on these decisions than we will ever be. But yet, I don't have a good feeling about this. And we'll see. We'll see. This will be a long crawl or a long climb for it's just a whole new venture, especially when it comes to the sporting events. UNK seems to be right where you want to be, and then all of a sudden they're leaving the league, and obviously I'm putting my faith in that there must be something that we just don't know yet. But in the next week, I expect to hear something, and it may happen while we're in Dallas, while we're in Omaha. If it does, we will continue to cover UNK moving to the MIAA. It's not official, but 95%.
I gotta think so.
It's kind of crazy. Again, there's not much going on, obviously, in Loper Land, but they will get into football practice here, just like the Division I schools, in just over 2 weeks. And the Lopers, one of their most highly anticipated seasons, coming off their best playoff run in Division II history. And so we'll see what happens. It'll be time to get fired up for UNK Athletics as well as the Huskers and Hastings and all that goes on. Our Loper Link every Wednesday brought to you by Russ Smith at CharterWest National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans, and by the College Store, 1424 West 24th, the cheapest textbooks guaranteed. Check them online as well, thecollegestore.com.
And now for the last time, it's time to preview the 12 teams in 12 days on the Doug and Daddy Show's Big 12 Preview. Big 12 Media Days is fastly approaching, and Doug and Daddy will have guests from
Baylor,
Oklahoma,
Missouri,
Texas,
Colorado,
Oklahoma State,
K-State,
Texas Tech,
Kansas, Iowa State,
A&M,
and Nebraska.
Let's get you ready for Big 12 Media Days that starts on July 26th, 27th, and 28th. Not to mention give Doug and Daddy a chance to catch up with some old friends. It's time for the Big 12 Preview on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, Danny, the breaking news in the last hour is that Nebraska is the unanimous choice to repeat as the North Division champion, and Oklahoma has been selected first in the South in the Big 12 preseason media poll. Huskers were a unanimous selection, receiving all 26 first-place votes. Missouri was second, followed by Kansas State, Kansas, Colorado, and Iowa State. Somewhat to folks surprising, because most of the guys we've talked to, especially last week, were all taking Texas. But Oklahoma got 16 first-place votes. Texas got 10. Then it's Texas A&M, Texas Tech, Oklahoma State, and there's Baylor in the cellar again. And up today, Oklahoma previewed to win the South.
Well, let's go to inside the Sooner program. He's in the locker room most of the time. Mike Jones, Forward Star Telegram. Mike, how are you today? And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, thanks for the welcome. I will say it's good to be back. This is my last week of vacation, so I only have half my brain engaged. And I tried never to use the whole thing. I don't want to overheat.
Well, that's so much the case. There's so little time to take vacation. And before the media days, most of the guys we're talking to are doing that. Mike, what is your reaction to Oklahoma being the pick in the South? Because most of the time we wrap up the interviews here with our previews of all the teams with asking everybody who they think is going to play in the championship. Maybe we should start that. Do you think it'll be Oklahoma and Nebraska playing in Dallas in December?
Well, let me throw in an editorial comment. I think the prospects of an Oklahoma-Nebraska game is going to be something that folks up in Lincoln are going to sorely miss. But that's just my take on it. You know, I wouldn't be surprised, and I'll tell you, I think there is one factor, quarterback experience. I think that the way that Landry Jones finished the season for OU, the spring that he had, the fact that there is hope for another receiver, a rebuilt offensive line would all be factors in their favor. Plus, the defense is going to be what you expect out of Brent Venables. I think, obviously, there's ample reason to believe that a freshman quarterback can have a great deal of success in this league. You don't need to go past Oklahoma and Texas for that. But I think that one factor may have been the deciding factor in a lot of votes.
Mike, that a receiver you're talking about, I don't think is Ryan Broyles. I think it might be the newcomer in Kenny Stills.
That's the one, the complimentary receiver. Yeah, he was very impressive in the spring. The fact that he will have a summer behind him catching the ball, I think is key to the whole season. Matter of fact, you asked me, this kid is the key to the whole thing, I believe, because everything else is going to be what you expect. Now, obviously, the offensive line certainly is a concern until you see how it performs, but could it be any worse than it was last year? I don't think so.
Mike Jones of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram joining us here on ESPN's Doug and Daddy Show as today we preview the Oklahoma Sooners. What's the mood right now? Where I think Oklahoma, a lot of people believe this is Oklahoma's chance to get back on top of the South as we just chat. And Bob Stoops coming off an 8-5 record, which Sooner fans probably aren't too happy about, even though some of that was caused by injury.
Well, I think a lot of it was caused by injury. That and the fact that they got caught. A couple of guys who should have been better as receivers were not. The whole season was doomed from the start. The freak injury to Gresham started the ball rolling, and it just they just never got there. I think that there is the feeling there. We know that this year's sophomore class, last year's freshman class, had some really nice players in it, and they believe, and I can see ample reason here, that this incoming freshman class may be the best that they have ever had. And you think back to some of those players who have come in together in the past, and that's saying something. But I know that's the feeling on the coaching staff. It was the feeling at the end of last season that if all the chips fell where they hoped that would be the case, and with very few exception, it did. So, I think this thing is building from within again, and I would say that if you didn't get your licks in last year, you may have missed the parade.
Mike Jones of Fort Worth Star-Telegram joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, everybody in Nebraska says, boy, how are they going to replace Sue? Boy, what's the defensive line going to do? Well, I assume in Oklahoma they're saying the same thing about the number 3 overall draft pick in Gerald McCoy.
Well, now they're going to miss Gerald, and Sue is the most dominating defensive player that I have seen in this league in quite some time. What a wonderful player! What a wonderful player! Gerald McCoy obviously was a nice player. I think that the way that OU is going to compensate, now agree they will not be as strong in the middle there. You've got Adrian Taylor also coming off broken leg there. But this may be too deep, the best, and I'm saying too deep now. Don't draw the wrong conclusion here. This may be the best group of linebackers that they've had in a long time. And I think they can plug them in at any position. They've all been cross-trained. Now, some of them are young, but golly, they certainly look good.
Mike Jones.
And they'll have another strong secondary. And the thing is, when you recruit quality year after year, as you guys well know, and you're seeing that, I think you're going to see that at Nebraska, when you have those kinds of elite programs, you just plug in new faces and go on down the road.
Mike Jones of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Daddy, Oklahoma, the more you look at them, the more you read into them, kind of mirrors a little bit, maybe even on a grander stage, of what Nebraska looked like last year, because they have got a lot of guys that can be all-conference defense. And as Mike said, with the linebackers led by Travis Lewis, could be the defensive player of the year. You got Jeremy Beal, you got Adrian Taylor, Quentin Carter back there in the secondary. Mike, do you think the defense might be what leads this year's Sooners team then?
I don't think there's any question about that. They certainly lead them into the season. They will not have to carry them as they did last year most games. That got to be quite a burden. And Landry Jones came in for some undue criticism. Obviously, he was a freshman in a tough league to break into, and he was not the exceptional guy, but he was victimized by all those extenuating circumstances. Not a guy's fault when he gets the ball there and the guy drops it. Not a guy when your offensive coordinator is limited in the plays that he can call because of he doesn't know who his offensive line is going to be from quarter to quarter or from game to game. That in itself limits the specter of what you can do. And, guys going in and out, guys not performing. Kevin Wilson took the idiot chair that Brent Venables had the year before. And, Brent goes from an idiot to a genius in 1 year. And Kevin Wilson goes from the genius to the village idiot. But, fans are – don't get me started there.
Funny how that happens.
I wonder who dresses these people and gets them to work every day.
Mike Jones, the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, I guess Tressway kicked the ball from the punter position better, as good as anybody in the nation, really. I believe third overall in the nation at just shy of 46 yards a punt. That settled. He's a punter. The kicker is still up in the air, though, right?
Yeah, I think so. The thing is, there is at least one alternative there, and maybe more. Glad you brought that up. That is probably the most unsung weapon in all of college ball. But a punter who can put it out of bounds inside the 20, who can get that ball up in the air so that the gunners have time to get downfield, is an invaluable weapon. Just another one of those reasons why you know, you pick one team over another if you break it down in some depth.
Mike, what do you think? Phil Steele was one of them. There's a couple people out there that have actually picked Oklahoma to win the national championship. And, gosh, if they can beat Texas, it seems like the majority of the hard games would be done until the Big 12 championship game. That means they got to get out of the gate quickly. Do you think Oklahoma could possibly play for the BCS national title?
Who else? I mean, is this not a year where almost anybody, you know, out of a dozen teams and probably somebody that we're not even going to talk about today could do it? But, you know, yeah, things break, you know, if receivers hold on to the ball, if that offensive line, you know, holds up. And also, you know, I don't know why some people continue not to get it. There have been ample demonstration of its value at OU in years past. Look at their schedule. Look at their September schedule and compare it to other people.
Nebraska.
The computer. Huh?
I said Nebraska being number one.
Yeah, on the week scale.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know why you don't get, you know, and year after year, OU plays that incredible non-conference schedule, you know, and some years it doesn't work out because you schedule so far in ahead, and somebody may be good when you schedule and stink when you get them. You know, Miami a few years ago, that happened. But, you know, their schedule, but that's a credible schedule.
Well, Mike,
and that alone, not that alone, but of course that's an important factor, even though strength of schedule isn't the factor that I believe it should be, the way it is in basketball.
Well, Mike, we look forward to seeing you down in Dallas next week. Always a pleasure catching up with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy what's left of your vacation, buddy.
Okay, thanks, and I'll see you guys for a lot of stupid questions.
Mike, take care. He has got more years in the business than most of the guys that are going to be there next week in Dallas. Yeah. That is funny because with outside of throwing in the lame Big 12 breaking up questions with Colorado, Nebraska, there are some strange questions. Mike Jones, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, he liked Nebraska, he liked Oklahoma because of the quarterback factor with Landry Jones, having a little more experience than Garrett Gilbert. That non-conference schedule that he spoke of, they do it right. They've done it kind of with the formula that we've talked about needs to be done. You start off with a home patsy in Utah State. Then you get the name team, Florida State, Air Force, and at Cincinnati. Daddy, that's the way you do it. None of those teams are Ohio State or Southern Cal or pick whoever you want, Florida. But they are. You've got the one great team in Florida State, name program. This year, a lot of people think they're going to be a top 15 type of football team. You've got an Air Force, and you've got a Cincinnati who was outstanding last year.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. They make it to, after that Cincinnati game, the Texas game, it may be on cruise control the rest of the year because, yeah, you do have to go to College Station. Looks to be the only test in the whole rest of the mess.
If they start 5-0, it would be a major upset for them to not run the table going to the Big 12 championship game. Iowa State at Missouri, Colorado at A&M would be the big game November 6th, supposedly. Although, again, who knows? Then Texas Tech at Baylor and at Oklahoma State. So that's their schedule this year. Tomorrow, the next to last, 12 teams in 12 days, Kansas. Turner Gill coming in. Where will they finish? What can he do? What kind of talent do they have left over from the Mark Mangino regime? They had a lot the last couple of years. Do they still have some? We'll find out there. Friday, our Husker Roundtable with Sean Callahan, Steve Sippel, and Mitch Sherman to discuss the Huskers. And then we're in Dallas starting Monday. We'll take a break. Back with more after this.
Complete Nutrition is extending the 30% off Reveal Extreme sale. Summer's here, and whether you're hitting the beach, lake, or pool, Complete Nutrition wants to remind you there's still time to lose weight for this summer. Reveal Extreme is the strongest fat burner to hit the market since ephedrine. And the makers of Reveal are so confident in this product, they're extending their offer of 30% off Reveal Extreme for the entire month of July. There's still time to lose weight fast for swimsuit season. And with 30% off through the month of July, now's the perfect time to get to Complete Nutrition and pick up Reveal Extreme today. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, discontinue use.
For a limited time, receive a free bottle of water pills with purchase of Reveal only at Complete Nutrition in Kearney on 2nd Avenue north of Sun Mart's.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
When you save 10% on the stuff that you bought, that's at Builders.
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, here to announce our all-new Senior Citizens Day every Tuesday at Builders in Kearney. If you're 65 or over, you qualify for a 10% discount on any in-stock items at Builders. That's every Tuesday, where seniors save 10% at Builders in Kearney. See store for details.
Builders does it best.
The Courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill, their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing, or how about their outstanding prime rib. Also in the Courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The Courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
70 years and now $70,000. KHAS Radio has been Hastings' link to local news, weather, sports, and more for 70 years. We've loaded the Interstate Old Battery Center vault with 70 grand. Now you have to crack it at the Adams County Fair. We'll be in front of the grandstands from 4 to 8, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday nights of the fair, July 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Come up and see if you can enter the code to get the cash. Complete details online at hastingslink.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Well, as you can see, about cloud cover and some breaks of sun at times today, along with a chance for showers and storms with highs of 83 as winds turn to the southeast. There's a chance for showers and storms tonight with a low at 71. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
I want to be a billionaire so bad. By all of the things.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. What's today, Daddy? Day of the week?
Well, it'll be Wednesday.
And Wednesday night is always burger night. Big burger night. Not just any burger, but right off the menu at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island.
I'm totally jacked.
Oh, you can get that. $5. How about bacon burger? $5. Mushroom burger? $5. Regular cheeseburger? $5 with fries. It's off the menu. There's 7-ounce ground chuck and fries, just $5 every Wednesday night from 5 to 10. Only at the Chicken Coop downtown Kearney in Grand Island, where you can enjoy all of the baseball, Major League Baseball package. Watch whatever you want. When it comes to sports, they've got it there for you. Reminding you that when the college and the NFL season roll around, every game you want to watch is on at the Chicken Coop. Lunch specials every day, great food and drink specials every night. And if you're planning a get-together for a birthday, anniversary, family reunion,
or maybe just a meeting, check out their party room at the Chicken Coop. Contact Scott or Colin for more information. But tonight, Wednesday night, it's Big Burger Night. $5, burger and fries, any burger off the menu from 5 to 10 downtown at the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island.
I'm telling you, you walk in the door, you look at a menu, you think you're at Staples because, wow, those are great prices. I mean, wow! Those are great prices.
Really?
Hey, tomorrow, David Lawrence, he's an analyst with Bob Davis on the Jayhawk radio network. He is set to join us to talk about the Kansas Jayhawks. And that is the 11th team. And then Friday, of course, Big 12 Roundtable. Also tomorrow, Steve Anderson, Fauner Park track announcer, sets in. Douglas, as you take a little vacay.
Yeah, a couple of days before we head off. Yeah, I'm all over the place. Going to Wyoming, then down to Dallas, then back to Omaha, then back here in Kearney. Congratulations to all the Little League teams that are advancing on. We've got to, we'll tell you more about this as time progresses, but there is a team from Kearney that will be going to Indianapolis here in a couple of weeks, and that's where you try to make it to the Little League World Series in Williamsport. And when we come back from the Cox Classic, I believe it's Tuesday, August the 3rd, we're going to have a little fundraiser and help those guys out and tell you more about it. So there you go. There you go.
Really looking forward to that because it's an opportunity. We'll see if they can make a little bit of a run there, make a little noise.
Speaking of baseball, Daddy, tonight at Rosenblatt Stadium, there's going to be some college baseball. Well, sort of. 12 players that played in the College World Series the last couple of years are on Team USA, who will be headed to the World University Baseball Championships in Tokyo at the end of the month. But tonight, they have an exhibition game at Rosenblatt against the Japan squad. So, should be some fun times in Omaha.
It's interesting. Obviously, the College World Series, what draws them to Omaha? They've all played there, but to get ready for this event, how many games do we know how many they play overall? I mean, they play a few exhibition games all over the country.
Yeah, they play some exhibition games when they get over there. They take on, the U.S. team will play 9 exhibition games here, and then they play Chinese Taipei in Taiwan, then off to Tokyo for the tournament July 30th through August the 7th. Congratulations to the teams that have qualified for the Junior State Tournament last night. Wayne beat Aurora twice to qualify, and Shelton Gibbon, in exciting fashion, had to go 8 innings to beat Broken Bow 10-9 just to force another championship game, and then they had the momentum and beat Broken Bow 12-2, so they are off to state. Davenport Edgar in Class C beat Sutton 3-2. Dannebrog Carol Bolas beat Taylor Burwell Sargent 7-2. The brackets are out for the State American Legion Baseball Tournament for the A juniors. It'll be Grand Island, Wells Fargo against Millard West Friday at 2. Kearney Post 52 begins their quest for a fourth consecutive state title against Omaha Creighton Prep at 5. The Class A seniors, there's 2 tournaments, 16 teams. The one in Columbus is where Hastings 5 Points Bank will be playing Omaha Creighton Prep Friday night at 7. In the metro area of Omaha, Grand Island Home Federal plays Omaha West Side at 1:30. Kearney Runza will take on Millard North at 4:30. And the Class C juniors are in Pender. They start Saturday at noon. Davenport Edgar against Valparaiso at 2:30. Hardington against Crofton at 5. Dannebrog Carol Bolas against Mount Michael. And Overton will play the host Pender at 7:30. On Saturday night. Best of luck to all of those teams. And we'll finish up today's Doug and Daddy show right after this.
You know what 2:30 in the afternoon feels like, right? You're sleepy, groggy, dying for a nap. So what do? Run for the coffee? Grab a soda? But how long does that last before you're back for more? Try this instead. Take 1 5-hour energy, then see what the rest of your day feels like. It sure won't feel like 2:30 anymore. Instead of sleepy and groggy, you could be bright and alert without the jitters. 5-hour energy is packed with B vitamins, amino acids, and as much caffeine as a cup of the leading premium coffee. It has zero sugar, zero herbal stimulants, and only 4 calories. The 2-ounce shot takes seconds to drink, and in minutes, you're feeling like your old self again. And that feeling lasts for hours. So replace all those afternoon coffees and sodas with 1 5-hour energy. 5-hour energy. Hours of energy now. No 2:30 feeling later. Individual results may vary. In a clinical trial, 5-hour energy significantly outperformed placebo on continuity of attention and self-related alertness. Neither 5-hour energy nor placebo affected blood sugar or mood. See 5hourenergy.com for more information.
It might have started as a little pebble hitting the windshield, and then you see it. A crack spreading right across your vision line. Well, B&B Glass Incorporated will fill your crack.
Wouldn't that be in poor taste?
You got a busted window? B&B will replace it. A chip? B&B will repair it. But that's not all. With B&B's anytime emergency glass service, anytime circumstances present you with a pain in the glass, call B&B Glass for tint, replacement, or repair.
B&B Glass, located at 922 Central in Kearney.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Doug and Daddy's Big Adventure continues next week. After Big 12 Media Days in Dallas, they fly direct to Omaha with extended live shows from 11 to 1 from the Cox Classic.
We've got two or three players coming in from the nationwide tour, kind of more national names. It's going to be an exciting event.
Thursday and Friday, the 29th and 30th. And listen to Doug and Daddy at 11 o'clock to find out how you might win clubhouse passes. Doug and Daddy, 11 o'clock weekdays on ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550.
Well, as you can sit about cloud cover and some breaks, the sun at times today, along with a chance for showers and storms, with highs of 83 as winds turn to the southeast. The chance for showers and storms tonight with a low at 71. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
Back to Doug and Daddy show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We previewed the Oklahoma Sooners. In case you're wondering who they will be taking to Big 12 Media Days, having the tips of my little paws right now. Defensive end Jeremy Beal, wide receiver Ryan Broyles, and linebacker Travis Lewis. When you look up and down the Oklahoma Sooner, you know, and you see that core group of players. Maybe have more household team or household names than anybody else in the nation. I mean, just Landry Jones, DeMarco Murray, Ryan Broyles, Jeremy Beal, Adrian Taylor, Travis Lewis. You know, you hear those names, you recognize them, you know what team they're from. They're the Oklahoma Sooners. Maybe have as much talent as anybody in the nation, according to Mike Jones. And it'll be interesting to see. We are darn near split right now on Oklahoma, Texas. Yes, Doug, last week everybody was on Texas. But as I look at the sheet, maybe have one more tipping the scales towards Oklahoma right now.
Well, we'll find out. Oklahoma, as we told you here in the last hour, the preseason media poll is out. Oklahoma was favored over Texas, 16 first-place votes to 10. Then Texas A&M, Texas Tech, Oklahoma State, and Baylor. Daddy, again, though, I look at it, there's nothing different here. You put Texas and Oklahoma at the top. You put Nebraska at the top. You put Iowa State and Baylor in the cellar. And you kind of stir the rest of the teams around, and it's been that way almost since the inception of the Big 12.
Well, you stir them around exactly like I had them in the South, so it makes me feel good, like I was paying attention. I had a little muddle in the middle with Kansas, Colorado, Kansas State. But
by the way, Royals baseball coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show, or on the ESPN, 12:35 pregame. First pitch, 1:10. Zach Greinke gets the call today. Bruce Bochy. That's just chicken ass what you did last night against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Another dumb rule. Don Mattingly walks a half pace off the mound, and that's two visits to the mound. Really? Really? I mean, we're grown men, aren't we? We're grown American men playing the America's game. I would be throwing at the Giants next time I played them. Every one of them. Every one of them. And too bad that Bruce Bochy wasn't one of them.
It's too bad there's rules in society, too. There'd just be anarchy all over. Learn the rules, Don. You've been in baseball how long? Learn the rules.
Once you cross the foul line, then you quit your appearance to the mound. It's not an appearance till you go across the foul line, so why is it when you come back?
Hey, we'll see you in a, we'll see you on Monday from Dallas.
What? What are you saying? We want to thank John Peterson, competing in the Cox Classic, for joining us on the Dung and Daddy Show today. And, of course, to Bruce Chinn, Kansas City Royals pitcher. And to Mike Jones, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, as we previewed Oklahoma. Tomorrow, David Lawrence joins us to preview Kansas. Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com. And we'll be giving away another set of tickets to the Cox Classic. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to a Dung and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!